yo, bro, he's easy. It feels like I'm running barefoot. What about, like, being with souls? Like, you don't feel like
stock?
I'm
shit, huh? Are we on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I just hit record whenever.
Okay, got you.
You're good.
I was just talking about shoes.
Cool.
Yeah, they're comfy as fuck. I'm not really a big Nike shoe person.
Are you a Team Adidas?
No, I wear flip-flops, like, year-round.
Like, toe-tons?
One of those weird people. Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
I hike in them and shit.
Snows.
Oh,
up.
You like, hike? Oh, bro.
Yeah,
hiking,
yeah.
Hiking
I get, like,
sandals?
Dirt in them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, the edge will slide right off the rock.
Yeah, yeah. It's dangerous. But it's like an extra, like, ankle dexterity.
So, like, snows out, toes out type thing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I used to get, like, mad shit for it in high school, and I was like, fuck you guys. Like, flip-flops are mad comfortable.
No, I knew this guy.
But it's dumb as hell. I know that.
No, I've definitely...
I know this guy who only used to wear
Hollister. I used to talk about people like you.
Huh?
I used to talk about people like you.
Oh, yeah, no. I could get it, man. I could get it.
There was this guy, when we went to school, he used to wear all Hollister, and he would wear flip-flops year-round. I'm talking about snow.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't do that. I mean, I'm not fucking
dumb.
Yo,
no, bro. In snow. Like,
yeah.
I thought that's what you meant.
I meant, like, when it would be like cold, like everyone was wearing pants. I would wear pants,
mm-hmm.
and I would still wear flip flops because, like, I get real hot. And, like, my theory is that, like, you know, you put on a hat, like, hot air goes out of your head, like, cold air must come in through your feet. You know what I mean? So, if I want to stay balanced,
keep
I'll
your toes
fucking,
out.
Yeah, I'll keep my toes out.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Is that really a thing?
Hmm?
That's a thing? The feet thing?
I assume so. I mean, they always say, like, you want to keep fucking warm, you put on a hat.
That's true.
And like the hot comes out here, so the fucking cold must be.
It's like when you sleep and you stick that one foot out the blanket.
Yeah, you do that to get cool.
Yeah, balance. I need balance in my life.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I wore flip-flops yesterday and it was raining. And that was a fucking bad decision.
Yeah.
Slippery, yeah.
Yeah, I was
it's like a water park when you think about it.
Yeah.
Urban.
Right. Urban stepping in all park. Kinds of weird puddles and shit.
I bet it feels great, though.
Yeah,
probably. I mean, I stepped in one outside, and I was like, I don't know what was in it. But.
Nice. Well, let's intro this shit. Welcome to Almanac Podcast. This is episode 21. I'm Alex. I'm here with my boy, Eddie, and we have a special guest here. Introduce yourself.
What's up, everybody? My name is Byron Morrison from Rock 10 Productions.
Nice. Yeah, so we're doing kind of a swap cast. So he's jumping on ours. We're gonna jump on his. We don't know when it's gonna drop. Ours is supposed to drop tomorrow. So we're here for it.
Dope. Yeah, you guys are gonna come on Earspace when we're done with this one.
Hell yeah. Busy day.
Busy
day.
Mad podcast.
How are you doing, man?
Good. I'm doing well so far.
It's weird
today.
Like, we just had a whole conversation.
Yeah, I know. It's always, like, real strange to, like, try to, like, capture the moment of like a podcast, but then also, like, then keep it on or whatever.
You're trying to dial back. Yeah, you're trying to be genuine, like, behind the scenes, and then you have to be, like, not fake, but you just have to put on a front almost for the actual show itself. So it's like, it's a little weird space, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
I imagine you do, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing podcasts since, like, 2018.
Okay.
But I still get, like, mad weird about it. You know what I mean? Like, right before we start, or, like, right now, like, knowing that I'm, like, being recorded, I'm always like, there's always, like, a little bit of, like, what the fuck?
Did you get, like, so you edit your own episodes, right?
Yeah.
When you first listened to your voice, how'd you feel about it?
Fucking hated it.
You fucking really?
Yeah. I was like, yo, like, what the fuck? I mean, also, like, the first one I ever did, like, I was recording it on this Zoom H6, like, kind of like a little handheld joint.
Okay.
And I had one microphone and I was recording, like, two times, so the audio quality was shit.
Okay.
That on top of the fact it was the first time I ever heard myself, and I was like, yo, my voice is, like, mad nasally and shit.
You're just not in love.
But yeah, over time, like, you get used to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've heard myself talk now, like, so fucking many times, and mm-hmm. like, hear what it sounds like, that I'm like, shit. Like, one of the big things I'm sure you guys, like, realize too is, like, you when you edit your own podcast, you hear how you talk to people.
Yeah.
And, like, for me, like, I talk over people way too much.
Okay.
And I've been talking about it on the podcast forever about how I need to, like, stop doing it.
Yeah.
But I do it all the time.
While you're talking over them.
Yeah.
I really should stop talking over people.
Yeah. Like, I need to, like, learn, like, listen to my own shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? But.
No, I notice, when I edit my podcast, I say, like, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking annoying.
I mean, what better word to compare something, though?
But
like.
Yeah, right?
Like,
right?
Like.
Yeah, yeah. I'll listen to anyone else's podcast, and they do it just as much. So I actually don't beat myself that much over it anymore. Yeah. But I try really hard not to.
I swear.
Like, it's really fucking annoying.
I used to get slaughtered for it in, like, my speech class.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. It's annoying, but you don't really care.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as you start thinking about it, too, it's like. Like, I just, you know what I mean? And then you can't fucking talk.
You're just like, I just said a fucking.
Yeah. Say, like, fucking, way too much. I swear instead of saying,
swear. You're just a sailor.
Swear. Yeah. It's bad.
Sailor mouth.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah. So,
what the fuck?
Give us a little more, detail about, how did you get into podcasting? What made you get into podcasting?
So I've always been really interested into listening to podcasts,
okay.
Like Radio Lab and Joe Rogan and fucking Snap Judgment and like all these other like really cool podcasts that I learned a whole lot of stuff from.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I want to start my own podcast. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like the long and short of it. I had obviously like a recording studio, didn't have to like pay for time anywhere else or whatever. So I was like, fuck it. Yeah. I already have microphones, but just start. And then like, the idea of the actual podcast came from me being mad at somebody in traffic and being like, well, I wonder, and then realizing like later, I was like, well, that person is just like a person, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who they are because they're not necessarily like an artist or they're not like a whatever.
Just
they probably don't
person.
Have the opportunity to talk.
Yeah.
So I was like, I want to go out and interview just random ass people.
Mm-hmm.
And then in this like grandiose way, I was like, maybe I can shed light on people that are just normal people, and then people will all love each other and like all this other dumb shit. You know what I mean?
This is your way, but,
like,
of bringing world
like,
peace.
Yeah, like my like shitty like attempt at it. You know what I'm saying?
How's that going?
Yeah, I don't know. People still fucking mad at each other and shit. But yeah, that's kind of like the short version of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So you also do music.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate on that
how
a little bit?
How long have you been doing it so far?
The podcast?
No, the music. Like, as far as the music aspect, how long have you been invested in that? You could even go back and say as far as like when did you feel like just inspired to start working in the like music? Like, what made you want to do music?
2007, 2008, I was in a metal band. Hardcore screamo band.
Oh yeah,
called Shatter the Facade.
Okay.
I believe there's maybe one song still on YouTube. You can check that out.
Cool.
But I got into that just because like I had a buddy that his dad played in a bunch of bands, and they had a little practice space in their basement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 2007, 2008. Like hardcore metal in the Lancaster scene was like really like popping and shit. We had like August Burns Red was like starting to make like big waves, and Texas in July was like doing that kind of thing, and there was just a whole lot of like metal music, and I was really in love with the genre. So I was like, fuck it, like we have a practice space. Mm-hmm. Let's get a bunch of guys together and learn how to play music and then make screamo music or whatever.
So the practice space you're referring to, was it this spot, this location,
or
spot?
No, it was this guy Joey's dad out in Hempfield, Tim Kaufman.
Cool.
He had just, you know, run of the mill like basement practice space, drum set up and whatnot.
Oh,
so we practiced there, we wrote some songs, we played a bunch of shows. I always dreamed about playing at like the Chameleon Club and shit.
Yeah. Where'd you play?
We got to play there.
Oh, you got to play at
Chameleon. Yeah, yeah. Okay. We played at like Club 19.
RIP Chameleon Club.
Yeah, yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah, I never even got to go.
Really?
You never went there before?
Oh, I would see videos of like the concerts that happened there, like when B&B was here,
right?
So like, I have an idea of what it's like to be in there,
right.
But I've never actually been.
It used to be like, I'd say probably like, not to talk shit on the Chameleon Club by any means, because like the place definitely like created a lot of vibes for a lot of people and shit.
Probably
but
a lot of major artists. And
yeah, like it's been weird for like 10 years. You know what I mean?
What do you mean weird?
Like. There, it used to be like lines around the door, you know what I mean?
I remember.
Then in the last like 10 years or so, that kind of dwindled off.
Mm. Hey, do you think it's because of the type of shows they were trying to push forward, or they just weren't getting that many?
I think it's like
mainstream artists.
It's a weird way to try to explain it. It's it didn't used to always be like a rock club, you know what I mean? Apparently, like back in the day, the Lizard Lounge was like real lavish and shit, and like it used to be really nice.
Yeah, was it? Oh, also like more upper scale.
Yeah, okay. And then it kind of turned into this like punk rock place, this haven for like rock and like metal music. And then that scene in Lancaster was like so big until, I don't want to say like maybe 2012, 2013, it started to kind of dwindle away.
Yeah. Just here, or were you
just in general? But okay. This is also like kind of my opinion, but also like you can, I'm sure there's like some statistics you could look at or some shit.
Maybe.
Yeah, possibly. I might just be like fucking completely fucking wrong.
Nah, dude, you might be 100% right.
Yeah, I don't know. But like that scene was really like fueling like so many shows.
Mm-hmm.
You were getting like big major bands to come through. And people in droves from all over the place would come to the Chameleon Club to see these shows. And then, like, once that thing kind of started to dwindle, a lot of other people wanted to book shows at the Chameleon that didn't necessarily have a big, as big of a following. And they were, like, all this weird shit was happening that I don't really, like, know enough about to super comment on.
Okay.
But, yeah, it just seemed like there was, like, you know, a big fall off all of a sudden.
Maybe it's just because the people they were... I actually have no idea either.
Yeah.
But if I had to insinuate or say anything, it probably has to do with that. The people that they were having come on just don't have that big of a following.
Yeah.
Which doesn't sell tickets, which means you can't pay for your venue space.
Right.
And with the whole coronavirus thing...
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's... that. Yeah, super everything. Recently. That's the coronavirus has fucked up pretty much like all live music.
Yeah. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Slowly. I wonder if there's going to be like another place or another company to take over that venue. And
hopefully. Still, I would hope that it would still be a music venue.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be great.
It's kind of set up that way. It'd be really hard to change it into anything else.
I mean, they could just tear the whole thing down and turn it into fucking apartment buildings. Yeah,
Lancaster's Lancaster. They're going to get bought out by some fucking major company and it'll be bullshit. But
yeah. So, I mean, short version of it.
What? So, sorry, go ahead.
No, my bad.
If you started off with a rock band, heavy metal, how'd you get into hip-hop?
Right. So, the band broke up, I don't know, probably like 2 or 3 years after we got together.
Mm-hmm.
Classic shit, people move apart, whatever.
Yeah.
I started getting into DJing, and I was doing my own shows at, like, colleges and shit, and I was probably, like, 15 or 16 ish around this time, and I was like booking my own stuff. I rented out a couple places at the time period. There was a lot of people renting out fire halls and like doing their own shows and shit like that.
Okay.
So I kind of got into that just a little bit at the tail end, unfortunately, when people were starting to like
When you say renting out fire halls, do you mean like you were like doing baby showers and shit?
No. So like you'd go to like like a fire hall, which basically at that time was just an empty space that you could rent out.
Yeah.
Or like a conference room or whatever. You'd talk to them and be like, hey, how much can I rent this out for, you know, an evening or whatever? They give you a number that you pay for it. And then you can just do whatever you want. So we were throwing like little mini raves and shit, essentially. It was a whole bunch of under 18-year-old people like me that didn't really have like, we couldn't go to clubs yet. You know what I mean? And like, you could go to Rick's Place.
It's like Rick's Place kind of stuff.
Yeah. So like, we were doing that whole thing. I partnered up with this dude, Sawyer Klein, and we started Rock 10. And Rock 10 was like a DJ group. We would play all like house music. We got involved with promoting with this company out in Philly called House of Hearts.
Okay.
And we were doing stuff, basically doing that whole thing for a while. And then I was like, playing other people's music is cool, but wouldn't it be so cool if we could like play our own music? You know what I mean? So, like, let's figure out how to, like, produce and how to make beats and, like, how to make electronic music. And in the process of doing that, I also started recording. And as you guys know, I'm sure, like, if you want to record and you don't have a giant-ass space and you can't do a band necessarily, like, who can you record? Vocalists. And, like, who are vocalists that want to primarily record all the time? Like, rappers and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I was already trying to figure out how to make music, and I started engineering for a couple local rappers, and the two things just kind of like went hand in hand. I started making hip-hop beats.
Nice.
And started engineering with rappers more, and then, you know, that was 8 years ago. So it kind of
just fell into your lap that hip-hop is the genre that you're kind of mainstreaming. Would you say that you're kind of mainstreaming
Hip-hop, I mean, right now? It's definitely like what I've been doing a lot of lately. I've been kind of moving around in like the R&B space as well. But I mean, I love like old school hip hop and shit. That's like,
yeah,
when I like, I mean, when I'm not here, that's like what I listen to.
Yeah. You
know what I
mean? Well, so. All right. Name some artists. Who do you listen to? Who would you kick it back with?
I've been listening to a lot of Big L lately.
Okay.
Who doesn't, necessarily age well. A lot of homophobia in his bars.
All right.
But yeah, Big L and like Big Crit.
Okay.
A lot of bigs. Big Pun.
Big Sean.
Not so much.
You don't like any of the new school?
Uh-huh, new stuff?
Yeah, well I guess like...
Big Crit's new.
Nah, yeah.
He's not that old. He's like in his 20s.
Big Crit?
Yeah, but he's been putting out music
really?
For a while.
Yeah, I thought he was like old, like more... Maybe just his flow or whatever.
No, yeah, he has a
I don't really
soul.
Know much about like artists.
The artists themselves.
I just know he... Yeah. I mean, I know he works like... With this one singer I know, L.A.
Okay.
So, like, they associate a lot. So, like, I just assume they're in the same age group.
Oh, shit, maybe. I assume.
You're right. He could be older, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I've listened to his gotcha. Music, so it's kind of just like...
Yeah.
I feel like it sounds like... Not to say up to date, but, you know, like... Yeah. But in the times.
Yeah, okay.
Of where rap is right now.
Right. Yeah, I mean, new school stuff, I don't know. I like it's like a cop out, but like I fuck with like Joey Badass super hard, but that's also like kind of old school mentality, like
he has
like bars for bars, you know what I mean?
Kinda.
Yeah.
So you like more of the NY East Coast?
Yeah,
sound.
I like not to knock anything or whatever. I know there's definitely some artists out there that have like a lot to say that put that over like more modern production.
Yeah.
But I'm a big fan of like storytelling and shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like
that makes sense.
So like Immortal Technique.
Yeah, I fuck with Immortal Technique or like Vinny Paz, like Jedi Mind Tricks and shit.
Yeah.
Cool. What about Hobson?
So I like, and I also I don't want to say that I'm not like knocking any artist or whatever. All music is subjective. We understand that, right? But I think he's just a little much for me.
Hobson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when he first started, like the Illmind's.
Yeah, yeah.
Those were definitely like really like.
Yeah.
I remember the Tyler. Did you ever see the Tyler Creator that he did?
No.
It was actually pretty funny.
Oh, actually, really? Yeah, I did.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I like Tyler, though, too.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. I do I, but I mean, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's a sport. So I like I like seeing jabs.
Right, right.
All right, so what about like Joyner Lucas? I'd say
Joyner
Lucas.
Fuck with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I feel like he's got, like, bangers, but he also has a lot to say.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where, like, some other artists, like, have a lot to say, and it's maybe not as much modern production.
Yeah.
Modern production, to me, these days, mostly is just, like, fat 808s and, like, hi-hats. Like, that's, to like, not to knock it, but that's kind of, like, that's what, like, that
new
is.
New trap music,
you know,
sounds
mean?
Like.
Yeah.
Sidebar, how do you feel about joining Lucas? Like
I don't know. I'm not that big of a fan, but
no.
It is what it is. I just don't think you have to rap.
He doesn't like him.
No?
He doesn't
yeah,
like
I don't.
Him. When I first heard him, I didn't know.
I think he has one antic, and it's to create a story.
Yeah.
And paint antic. A picture.
Yeah.
But it usually latches on to whatever society deems to be like appropriate. So like if it's like a Black Lives Matter thing, he'll rap about that and he'll come up off of that.
True,
and he won't actually like come, like he can't make a song to save his life to become a hit, but he'll latch onto a modern movement to kind of
so
blow
like
up.
More of like a marketing
he'll use like culture to kind of like blow up for a song, and he's done that multiple times.
So
especially when it comes to like what was the one he did?
I said someone died, and he made a song right after.
Yeah,
he's like in the church.
So he'll capitalize off of the fact that something culturally is happening,
right?
And it's like gaining real big steam,
right?
That's the only rule. Not to have against him.
No, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say when I first saw or heard of him, it was that I'm Not Racist video.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who he was or what he looked like, and I thought he was the white dude saying all the super racist shit. And I was like, yo, this is like
a
like video being like, I'm not racist, and it's this guy saying all this like really fucked up shit. And I was like, fuck this song, and I stopped watching it. And then like somebody brought it up and they're like, yo, you gotta check out this video, it's fucking crazy. And I was like, nah, like fuck that dude, like all this shit, like it's the most racist bullshit I ever heard, whatever.
Yeah.
But then obviously like I actually listened to the whole song and was like, oh, okay, like it's not that dude.
Yeah, once you figure out what's happening, you're just kinda like, All right, man.
Yeah.
Nah, but he's not bad at rapping.
It's just
I don't think he has a I don't know.
Hold on, I'm just,
go for it.
I'm just looking at me like super intensely.
I'm just
making eye contact.
I'm in interviewer mode, man.
I got you.
Go for it.
I'm in interviewer mode. So, locally, you've worked with a lot of artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anyone in particular that you you would say you'd have like a, you've had like a great chemistry with? You know, like it's someone that you've.
I mean, I don't that like.
Not to say you favor, but yeah, you know, like yeah. It's one like you know, like yo, bro, like we have a great you just know you guys make great music together.
I'd say honestly, like pretty much everyone that I work with, I have a good chemistry with. I've been blessed to be able to kind of like decide who I want to work with right now.
Okay.
So if shit like isn't going well, like I don't want to work with them. You know what I mean? Because like there's plenty of engineers and there's plenty of studios in the city, and just in general. And like I don't not to say like if we don't hit it off like right away, but like we're making art here. You know what I mean? We're not like I don't know, building houses or whatever the fuck. There's no like really great comparison to that.
Yeah.
But like if there's no vibe, like I feel like it's a disservice to the artist. You know what I mean? Like there's obviously like hiccups and bumps and like stuff goes wrong in sessions and shit, but you gotta figure it out or whatever. But I've had a really, really good had a really good run so far. Like everyone that I've worked with has been like super cool and like you know the chemistry's good and whatnot.
So so let's pick up from where you started doing hip hop.
Yeah,
and you started working out of where did you actually start producing and
where like location wise?
Time and location. Sure. Yeah, when did it start like kind of popping for you?
So like 2012, I graduated from high school and was doing the DJing stuff. So like 2013 is when the guy I mentioned, Sawyer Klein, and I kind of like went our separate ways. He was the guy that I started Rock 10 with.
Okay.
Big shout out to him. Like we don't really talk to each other anymore. I have no idea where he is and like no one really knows where he is. And I use every opportunity I can on any podcast to be like, if you know who Sawyer Klein is or you know where he is, like tell him to call me. Like I worry about that dude like all the fucking time.
Just
like,
make sure you're alive.
Yeah, he just like disappeared.
Yeah, you know this story definitely took a turn.
That's very like, music industry-ish though.
Yeah, yeah.
Frank Ocean on everybody.
Yeah,
he just disappeared. He was gone one day.
Like the Avatar, my man. So when he needed it most.
But yeah, so I was like probably 18, 19. I purchased a interface, and I had one of these mics actually, an SM57.
Okay.
Or 58. I always get confused. One of them has the ball mic on it and the other one I know if I move this it'll fucking sound like shit. It's a 57 or a 58. And I was in my mom's basement and I was like, yo, I'm gonna have a fucking studio here. So I like hung up some moving blankets and like pillows and like put a bunch of clothes together to try to make like a booth, put a sock over the microphone and shit.
Yeah.
And just like kind of went out
some real hustle and flow.
It was like I was going to parties and like fucking I used to beatbox a whole lot.
Oh, for real?
Don't ask me to do it, I won't.
Okay.
You won't incorporate it into your beats right now?
Nah, it's like
that's good.
I mean maybe
surprising. I'll do that later. For your old school like
could you like when you beatbox were you like that deep like the people who do like the
I can hum and make the like the, I can like make the a melody and a beat at the same time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I'm not like real good.
Okay. I'll say like you're like I've seen guys do like the dubstep beatbox.
No, I can't do that shit. I can't do that shit. Like
breath control for that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I smoke too much to do that shit. But so I was doing stuff in like my motors.
Yo, you sound like home motors. I'm like, how did you do that?
I could do like a decent kick drum, maybe in like a hi hat and then like a shitty like hum melody in the background. But I was doing that at like pop parties and shit all the time, and then I had all these connections from people that were throwing like music events from when I was DJing. So I just go to like college parties and shit and be like, hey, you want to like record music, you know? And to me at the time, like college parties were like this thing because like I didn't go to college and I was too young to like go out to bars and shit. So that was like kind of like my entry to like, you know, like artists that were like mingling and whatnot.
Right.
And I just kind of did that for a little bit and recorded some stuff that, you know, I've definitely improved a lot since then.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't horrible. So I started kind of like doing that and was like, oh shit, like, you know, maybe I could actually like do this.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice. So then what made you move into this studio spot?
It's funny.
Was all at home.
Yeah.
When did you transition from out of home?
So yeah, I went actually from between here and there. I was working out of this back office at a warehouse where actually I did this project for Justin Taylor. It was called Please Excuse My Dope Ass Swag.
Okay.
And that project introduced me to Akeem Maurice, who then was like my first actual client when I moved here. And I actually used to be in the room across the hall from you guys.
Right.
But what brought me here was I was trying to find a space that wasn't a lot of money that I could like make a proper vocal booth in. And I saw this address popped up. Now, funny story, back in like 2007.
Did you literally just Google that? Like,
well, no.
Small office space.
That yeah, I looked up like.
When you say this address popped up, like, how did, like,
that's
how
what that's what you do, though.
Yeah, you're it was like, on like Zillow Google. And like some other shit, like okay. Warehouse spot. Space or yeah. like studio space. Or I need a room. Like that. Okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And I looked at. I remember going to some house in like Elizabethtown, and being like. I'm going to rent this house out and turn it into a studio. And like, that'll be a good idea. But I was like, I don't really have a lot of money. And like, it was a bad decision, right? So okay. I kept looking. And this address popped up, 417 West Grant Street. And I was like, holy shit, that address means something to me. I can't remember why. So funny story, we go back to 2007, 2008. Mm-hmm. I was with that metal band. Mm-hmm. I recorded an album in this building with Century Studios, which is now where Triforce Studios is.
Okay.
And that's like the first time I was ever in a studio, and I like kind of fell in love, put the idea in the back of my head of like maybe I could do studio stuff someday or whatever. And then obviously the whole story I told you then.
Right.
So I come here and all these rooms are here. When I was here back in 2007, 2008, this was all just empty space. There was just the studio down the hall, and then all this was nothing. There was right. the bathroom and whatever. So I see that there's all these rooms up here, and I was like, holy shit, like, isn't that so neat? Like, I fell in love with recording in this building, and now there's a space available. It
comes full circle.
Yeah, I was like, yo, fucking, I'm sold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I was in that room for, I think, 3 years. And then the guy that was renting out the big studio down the hall moved out, and Triforce, that's in my current room, moved over there, and that room was up, and it was only like a little bit more expensive, so I was like, yo, like, let me grab that. And then
the rest is history.
Yeah, here we are. You know?
Nice. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. What do you got?
Oh, as far as like topics?
No.
You had to be more specific.
What else do you need to know about Byron?
Oh, right? I was going to say, I was like, well, you had to be more specific. I was like, well, I'm like, yo, like, you put a lot of pressure on me with that question. like, hold on, where are we? Like, where are we with this? Like,
that's a good one. I don't know. So how are you liking the space right now? Are you getting a lot of clients right now?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Still making it work during COVID?
Yeah. The first, like, when the shutdown happened, I closed. I was like, fuck this. It's not worth the risk. You
yeah,
know I mean? Whatever.
Of exposing yourself, right?
Yeah, like, fuck all that, whatever. And then as businesses started to, like, open up or whatever, I realized, you know, I'm screwed here. Like, I need to keep recording. I need to figure out a way to do it. And thankfully, like, the way my studio is set up, there's, like, the control room and then the booths down the hall. Mm-hmm. So I just told people, like, if you're going to come, like, don't bring any of your friends. You know what I mean? Just come, like, if you're recording. And then I would just have all the conversations would be over the talkback. They wouldn't even come into the actual thing. Sick. You just go to the booth. And then when the session's over, like, I'll email you everything, whatever.
Yeah.
If you have any comments, like, they can hear the mix. So, like, work through it together. And then when they would leave, shit. I would go in and, like, clean the microphone and, like, clean the fucking pop filters and shit. And I would schedule things that were, like, 24 hours apart. So okay. to like, because I don't, you know, at this point and still now when we're recording this, like, I don't think we have a definitive answer on like
okay.
what's all good with the virus and shit. So I was like, I heard that it doesn't stay on surfaces for more than 24 hours or whatever.
Right.
So we were doing that. And thankfully, you know, no one's gotten sick. No one's had any problems or whatever, you know. And then like within the last couple of weeks, I've kind of lowered some of my restraints a little bit. Still cleaning everything, still sanitizing things, you know, but just kind of allowing more people to come through too if they want to.
Yeah.
Not doing anything like super fucking irresponsible.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, definitely I'm not like as scared as I was before.
Yeah, it was terrifying, you know, at first.
Yeah.
Do you have anything coming out pretty soon? I know you just talked to me behind the scenes about releasing a beat pack.
Yeah, we got a...
For artists that listen to this, where can they go find that?
Bro, chill, you're spilling mad tea right
now.
What? Behind the scenes, I was like, that's tea right there.
we got beats up at rock10productions.com. That's R-O-K and then the number 10. We just put out a beat pack called the Strap Pack.
Okay.
It's all kind of like gritty, more aggressive, minor, key wise, hip hop beats and like kind of trap beats and whatnot.
If you could relate them to like, to artists, you know, who would you see as far as the type of artist that would you think would flourish on those type of songs?
Probably more like of the mainstream mainstream like kind of harder.
When you say gritty, is it more like right now I would say New York drill is a very popular,
somewhat similar to that.
Okay.
I'd say I whenever I make music or any beats or anything like that, I think of it as like the mood that it makes me feel. And like all those beats I made when I was like angry as fuck, they're all like angry beats. You know what I mean? Like somebody could totally put a love song on one of them, but I wouldn't imagine they would, you know what I mean?
YNW Melly could do it,
you know,
probably. Maybe.
So yeah, we just put that out. It's on the website and there's also a separate link if you want to buy the whole pack. By itself, it's 25 beats for $150, all non-exclusive releases. It's doing pretty good so far. And then we have the Soul Foods pack, which is another 25 beats, and that's all like boom bap, like super chill vibe stuff.
Do you get a lot of clients for boom baps, like old school?
The beats?
As opposed to the gritty
new school?
It's like
with like the clientele that you have right now, are they trying to move more and like adjust to the modern times of music?
Most people that like I sell beats to aren't here.
Oh, okay.
Most of it's all just like online sales. And then I always tell people to like send me your project like whenever it's done so I can promote it or like shout it out or whatever.
Does that happen?
Yeah, sometimes, but a lot of times people don't like write back. Even when they get like exclusives and shit, like, and they'll spend like some good money with me, like I'm like,
hey man,
yeah, like I want to hear it. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm a real guy.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
I mean, people definitely send stuff out sometimes. But yeah, most of the beat stuff, I mean, I sell beats to some artists that I work with, but like, if you're just looking at it from a numbers perspective, most of it's people that are out and, you know, who the fuck knows? I don't know where they're at.
Probably New York or something.
Yeah, New York, Philly.
How do you feel about the, like the UK drill movement?
I think it's cool.
you're not a fan, like you personally.
I think it's cool.
How do you feel about drill? Like I would definitely say drill, you know, like start.
Yeah. I don't know. I think like
Do you gravitate to making? So let's say you hear like a, let's say like there's like a movement of beats that's kind of coming in. Like I mentioned UK drill because
right.
That's not very traditional. If you come from boom bap, it's really different.
Right.
Do you adjust usually? Like you're like, oh well, this is the market right now, so I'm gonna go do this instead of just staying to myself.
Fuck man, this is like it's a question that I battle with like constantly.
Okay,
like. Do I make beats that I know are going to be more likely to sell because they follow this characteristic that is popular and it's what a lot of people are doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I make shit that like I know that I love and like if it sells, it sells. Who cares? I'm still putting out the music that is true to my heart or whatever.
As you should.
I do both.
Okay.
And then with the beats that like I know are like there's nothing that I've ever put out that I didn't like. You know what I mean? Like okay. I can't wrap my mind around that world or whatever.
Okay.
So like what I'll do is like if there's a track that I know is like I start something and I'm like, all right, this is gonna clearly go in like this direction and it's gonna be maybe more of the like more like modern whatever, if it's drill, if it's like trap or it's whatever. I'll just like do really fucking weird shit on that track to make me like feel justified in like putting it out. You know what I mean? Like I'll take like a, I'll do some weird sound design shit and like grab a, I made this like strange box that is all these like springs and shit on an ammo can and you can do like real creepy sound design stuff. Or I'll spend hours making a synth and then just use it to fucking do some weird shit or whatever. So I still have like in my soul, it's like I put my artistic element on this song that to most people is just going to sound like your run-of-the-mill popular these days tracks. And then I can still put out the stuff that's like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I just did a project. I'm not going to say the name of the artist that it's for because it's he hasn't released it yet, and it's super fucking strange. But it's like, we did a lot of Foley work with like stomping and shit and like marching to make like marching music. And it's like a medieval themed, like Lord of the Rings style.
I think you were showing me a couple of beats like that. Yeah.
It's fucking like, I've never heard anything like it before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like shit, I love that. You know what I mean? But then like putting like a fat 808 with some fucking hi-hats, like everybody loves that shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, it's kind of like a balance.
Well, that's done. Well, that's it. When you guys put that out, please let me know. I definitely want to hear what it sounds like.
The lyrics are crazy too. Like, we're talking about maybe like filming something at like the Renaissance Fair and shit for it. Like, we need like castles and like
there you go,
dragons and stuff.
I'm sure you won't be able to. Like, it probably won't be difficult to get a cast, like a whole crew to.
You
just
know how many castles there are around here?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a prison right up the
prison. Yeah, right. Right.
Prison's right there.
True. Yeah. Or like the castle get skating rink or some shit. Yeah, but it's the balance, man.
So
it's hard though.
Tell us more about the your podcast then.
Yeah, so Earspace comes out every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We interview random people that I run into. Lately it's been a
like
lot
in the
of
street,
artists.
They're just like, hey, come on my show.
Yeah, that's what it started out as. And then, you know, obviously like running a recording studio, I interact with a lot of artists and people that are affiliated with music. So it's kind of easier to just like be like, hey, you have a project coming out soon, mm-hmm. or I'd like to get to know you more. Like,
so is it more like interview style, a promotion
kind
of thing?
It's like, it's pretty relaxed. Like, I'd like to think that it's a lot like this, where it's kind of like we're just having a conversation.
Yeah, it's chill.
But I definitely have some like real weird questions that I like to ask people. Like, I'm not going to say what they are. You'll hear them then here soon, but I like to really like jump. I like to really like go deep into people's like brains and shit and try to like get to know people as fast as I can.
Okay.
By asking them like extremely personal questions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can handle that.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll see if Eddie can.
Like, I've had some like really, really,
launcher.
Really deep conversations.
All right, cool.
It comes out every Monday. This is coming out, what, tomorrow?
Today's Sunday, yeah.
Today's Sunday. So tomorrow we got D Burna.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, for the personal, now that you said personal question, I'm very intrigued by the people that you, you say D Burna. I don't really know him, but if you're asking personal questions.
I don't know him personally either. I saw a rap battle of his where he battled M.E.J.
Yeah, okay.
So that's like the only, like,
I've heard that name before. Yeah, that was, yeah.
I think it was filmed by Maggie.
Yeah. Shout out Maggie Rudisill.
Yeah.
Check out the Rock 10 Cypher shot by Maggie Rudisill. We did that like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's dope.
Nice.
You got Lattie Moran on it.
Okay.
Choreo, Willow Kid, JT Early. That's it.
Cool.
I want to make sure I'm not. Yeah, I think that was it. There's nobody else on the song.
All right. So do you like doing Cypher stuff like that? I personally love doing ciphers.
Yeah.
Ciphers are like, that's like the most natural way of getting hip hop.
Yes.
And it's like my favorite way.
Me too.
Like if you're not like in a cipher studio session and you have multiple artists together, that's you get the competitive nature.
Yeah.
You get everything right then and there. You get the rawest form of that artist.
Yeah.
You know,
I
think
it. No, I agree with you 100%.
You know what I think is like poor sportsmanship though when it comes to that sense? It's like the whole changing your verse thing. Like, I feel like all verses need to stand as
that's different.
Is.
That's not like, I don't know. Did you have to change a lot of verses for ciphers?
No.
You kind of just take it in?
Well, we had kind of like a central theme at the time.
Okay.
It was like right before the 2016 election. And I was like, hey, like, let's do a cipher where everyone kind of speaks on
what's happening.
What's happening right now. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I imagine that's like, is that currently happening to you right now?
With what? Doing another one?
Yeah.
I want to do another one.
Okay.
Yeah. I have, I'm talking to a couple people about doing it, but I want to do it with different people. Have some of the same people that were on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, since then I've met a bunch more people that I think would like fit more on stuff. And kind of with like the storytelling, like the love of that, like I would love to do some, like, you know, rap about whatever you want, but if we could try to like say some impactful shit or whatever, like
as far as like cool. How much, you know, what's going on,
Yeah, like I just did a song with Soul True that's just came out. It's called Session One or Guilt Trip, where like he like talks about some like really serious shit. Like I can't really like recall each of the bars because, you know, it's not deep. My song or whatever. But like,
oh, okay.
I mean, I heard the song like 10 million times when we were working on it.
Right.
But it's like music with substance, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I definitely am interested in doing like a cypher, including him and some other people that I worked with in the past.
Cool.
Sometime soon. But one thing that I'm trying to do right now that is increasingly a fucking problem is I'm trying to do like the idea of a cypher, but with singers, to have like multiple singers on one song. But okay. It's like mad weird.
It's
like structurally, like everyone loves each other and, you know, like whatever, like there's no bad blood about it. But like we recorded a song and it was like, this sounds strange. You know what I mean?
I always think about it. Like if you're a singer, you're probably on the hook of a song. If it's like a hip hop song.
Yeah.
And having multiple hooks, different types of hooks doesn't really sound.
Well, this would be just like a straight, like R&B song, for example, or like
stuff. If you execute
just
that,
something.
Yeah. I would love to hear that.
Yeah.
For sure.
We're currently trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
How to do it. Yeah. Yeah, there's like three singers, female vocalists that all are really good friends that we've made some interesting music with separately that all want to work together, and I'm trying to figure out how to make it work right now.
Yeah.
Nice. But it's strange to have four, five, six, seven, eight rappers on one song. Like, it's easy. It makes sense structurally.
Yeah.
But then you have like different vocalists with different styles and different ranges and different whatever.
Yeah.
It's strange, but like I think it's possible somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We just got to figure out how to do it. But yeah, a bunch of.
I love the optimism, man. Right? They say, yo, there's a way.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Hell yeah.
Dope. So where can we find your podcast at?
It's on all podcast platforms, I think is what they say.
Sure.
Streaming DSPs, services.
Yeah.
Just look up Earspace Podcast, or you could Google Earspace Podcast. It's on. A bunch of random shit will pop up.
Cool. That's, and you're coming up on your, you said you were coming up on your 70th episode?
Yeah, tomorrow, 70th episode.
Nice. That's a long way.
Well, it's weird because we started in 2018. I used to do seasons. I would do 10 episodes and then I would wait like 6 months or whatever and then do 10 more episodes.
Okay.
And then 6 months ago or something like that, I was like, fuck that. I'm just going to start doing like one episode every week.
Okay.
So if I did one episode every week since 2018, I would have a lot more episodes.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
That's still a good stretch. Yeah, consistency 70. Is the name of the game. Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
Dope. You got anything else for him?
Off the top of my head. Not off the top of my head. I'm trying to soak in the conversation, man. I gotta have the bullet loaded in the chamber ready.
Yeah, I mean, if you got anything else you want to promote. I think I have everything I need to know. Business wise, I guess we didn't really get into who the hell Byron is, other than like the music
side. Yeah, man. Let's get some personal questions out of Byron.
Let me know, man. What's up?
All right, man. So you're born and raised in Lancaster.
Correct. I was born in Lititz.
Okay.
Which to me, like, it's like Lancaster County. Isn't Lititz like in Lancaster County?
Yeah. I feel like.
So, yeah. Yes. The answer is yes.
You know, we absorb every outside city. I'm talking York, Effort, Harrisburg.
Yeah, yeah.
You got Reading, all boroughs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the township, like, county things always fuck me up. But yeah, I was born in Lititz, grew up in Lancaster.
Cool. Did you go to school around here?
Yeah, I went to Hempfield.
Hempfield, okay.
Yeah.
How was that?
I don't know. I didn't really like hang out with a lot of kids that I went to school with.
Oh, okay.
I was always kind of like I was the kind of like complete opposite of that. Like, I like to think it was like more of like a clique surfer.
Oh.
I would like go around and like hang out with different groups of people and then introduce different people together, and then like I got bored of that at one school, so I'd go start hanging out with these people, and then just like I was always like a real big fan of like introducing people to different people.
Cool.
And always for the most part hanging out with older kids, like, because people my age for the most part were like boring and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've ever like fucked a girl that was my age. They were always older than me and shit, you know? Because like I can't have like interesting conversations with like
girl.
Dumb younger. Chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to talk about like philosophy and shit, you know?
Yo, facts.
So, but don't use that as a weird sound clip that's like, I've never fucked a girl that was my own age, you know what I mean?
Yo.
You gotta make sure they know that
it's the next clip.
Only older than me.
It's the next sound bite.
Yeah, right? Please. I shouldn't have said that shit. Fuck. I know how you can edit audio and shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty good at it.
But, yeah, no. I just chilled, like, with everybody, you
my,
know?
My man's you ever watch Much Dank? You ever watch Much Dank?
No.
Okay. It's pretty much, he's, I don't know if it's, like, a group or whatever, but this guy, he makes these YouTube videos where he takes, like, interviews.
Yeah.
About, by, like, famous artists, whether it be, like, The Breakfast Club, you know, anywhere. And he just chops it up, into, like, just into a comedy, you know? Like, yeah. Completely out of context,
right.
But the way he chops up is just so good, and obviously that's where he's inspired.
I'm not gonna do that to you.
Please don't. Please, well,
I'm
don't.
Not gonna make a mockery out of you. That'd be fucking insane.
We should do that.
That'd
be a bummer. Like a behind the scenes Much Dank version of our episodes.
Yeah, like a the Andre Show kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Where we
just slaughter our own show. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that.
It's gonna be like, the Almanac spin-off.
It's actually kind of crazy. A lot of people don't expect that like interview to go the way it's supposed to. Like, they think. I would hate to do that shit.
Adobe, like Adobe Photoshop.
Yeah,
Adobe made this software that never actually was released for who knows why, but it was basically like an audio editing tool that would have ruined like the world. You can look it up. I forget exactly what it was called, but basically what you would do is you just needed like 2 or 3 hours worth of somebody talking,
mm-hmm.
and then you could type whatever, and it would speak it in their voice.
That's scary.
Wow. You combine that with like deep fakes and shit.
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
could have. I wouldn't, you know, even whoever need
to. I'd just interview you.
Not even say whatever.
I know.
Say whatever.
Yeah.
Like what? You did what, Byron? Yeah,
creepy, right?
Yeah, I totally did it.
I'm gonna have to.
That's the thing. Yo, you know how many people would go down for crimes? Like, yeah, I did it.
Oh yeah, you know
we have like, you on tape,
dude. You could Star
you
Wars
Nick's
and
like
shit.
That. You can see, like, you literally set so many
you
people
start
out.
Some real beef with that.
So many. You know, that definitely would have ruined the world.
That'd be scary. They didn't release it because...
I don't know. They like, felt, it lost all funding and shit. And like, I think people got scared and were like, we don't want this to, like, exist.
Well, that's
I mean?
Good for them. At least they have the integrity for not release that shit.
Yeah.
I wonder if you can find it, though.
It says a lot
I
about
tried.
You.
Oh, okay.
Because I was like, yo, it'd be mad fun to, like, use, like, whoever's voice, like, saying something in a song or some shit. Like,
yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Wow. Or like ruin someone's life, you know.
Could you really, really could?
Yeah, this shit got dark.
Yeah,
dark vibes. <someone's>
Oh fuck. Yeah. So, how do you feel about the podcast scene in Lancaster City right now?
I think this is dope that you guys have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to some of your episodes. Otherwise, I'm not really too familiar with too many other podcasts.
Okay.
I know that there's, like, TCP does a whole lot of really good stuff.
That sounds familiar, actually.
Yeah, like, the TCP Network, they have, like, a whole bunch of different shows. Fly.
Yeah, there's
They one. Have, like, a whole bunch of different shows, like, on their podcast network.
Oh, really?
And they do, like, a lot of news stuff and, like, coverage of, like, stuff that's going on in Lancaster.
Yeah. Okay.
But otherwise, I'm not super familiar with too many other podcasts.
Ones that at least, like, kick it back.
Actually, Weird and Woke, I had those guys on the podcast. They do like a conspiracy show.
Oh, cool.
They talk about like conspiracy
makes
theories.
They do
shit.
The numbers, man.
Yeah,
hey, man.
That's what Eddie's trying to do.
He's flat earth, man.
You believe in the flat earth?
I'm an open minded person.
Okay,
I'm not a flat earth person. I'm an open minded person.
My only question is to anyone who believes in the flat earth.
This guy came into my house one day talking that shit, and I had to shut him down.
Nah.
But he just kept going for hours.
Why would they lie? What is the point in covering up that the Earth is flat?
I mean, that's like saying there's some people that have enough money to like end world hunger and like why don't they? Like you could just be a good person and feel me, but like.
That's the argument.
That's my argument.
No, what's the most recent news though that's been coming out? Because
people like how you like it's crazy. Like do you want like it's like. I mean, you could say it's a greedy world, but like, if you're looking for like human progression, like obviously, like people, you need people alive. You like that kid that's dying in some third world country could honestly be one of the smartest people you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, why? What does that have to do with the Earth being flat?
He's trying to just
deflect it.
No. Because I'm saying like, because it's like. Look, one of the theories is like, see, I had to go into it. Now I had to go into it.
I'm interested.
Okay, because see, like, there's this guy who went and he went to the South Pole. The South Pole.
Yes.
And they're like, so like only there's parts of the South Pole that haven't been explored yet. I mean, like the
yeah, for sure.
So
Because it's dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, it's like way too cold.
Okay, so wait, can you hear this out? It's dangerous as fuck, but like we're going to fucking outer space. Like you won't explore the whole planet.
Are you
planet.
Gonna go like hollow Earth theory on me?
I go a lot of theories. Cause think about it, like like with the ocean, like a lot of that hasn't been explored. Like
true.
So like and like on top of that, there was a shark, a 2000 BC shark that was alive like a year or two ago, found alive swimming through the waters of Portugal.
No
like
shit.
Shit's still going on. And then on top of that, like aliens just got exposed.
I know.
Like I'm not playing. Like y'all.
No one's talking about that shit.
You can't tell me nothing.
No one's talking about the alien shit. No, which but I'm is geeking
just,
me out.
I'm just saying. You're already striking out on a lot of things.
Right.
So it's like I'm already like you're losing like everything that I know now is losing credibility.
Right. Right. I get that.
So Earth is just flat then.
How do you know? Did you see it? Like
if you didn't see it, it doesn't exist.
If you didn't see it, it doesn't exist. Flat
Earthers. How do you know that if I'm actually here right now?
Flat Earther.
Or how do you know that I exist and I'm not just a figment of your imagination?
Because I could touch you.
But like, can you?
Where he's like, the camera, it's like the camera's watching. Like you're gonna pop up on the camera.
But I'm saying, But I'm saying, like here, like my arm's right here, right? Like okay. Touch my arm, whatever. How do you know that? Like you actually just touched my arm.
I felt it.
But how do you know what your feelings are?
Oh my fuck! How do I know what my feelings are?
Like how do you know that? Like this is actually like solid and shit. Like it's your perception. So if you want to start questioning everything, you end up getting in this like really fucked up rabbit hole where like. If you don't even know like what anything is, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm not a fucking scientist, but I know that like.
But I can prove this is solid. I'm like, yo, this
like
is hard.
We,
this
we
is
think
hard.
It's like solid and shit, right?
Yeah, this is hard. I can't prove that the Earth is round, but you can't prove it either. You just have a picture.
No, I know, I know.
Look
I
at the way he's looking at
know.
The dusk. He's questioning but, like, himself now. He's like, is
me?
No, him.
Oh,
nah, like
he's in the rabbit hole.
Like, yo, like you ever watch like The Matrix and shit? Like, it's all like real convincing, right? Like the steak tastes like steak, but the steak's not really there. So like, so what if this Matrix table's not really here? Or what if I'm not really here, man? I can't prove it. What's the point of being alive? What is life? Is all of it?
Do you believe in like the most recent flat earther news?
Huh?
That Australia doesn't exist?
Who the fuck
Australia's boost?
Who said that?
Yo,
flat earthers.
No, my cousin lives in Australia.
That's not true because Kyrie Irving is from Australia.
Oh,
he's a flat earther.
Oh, shit.
He's from Melbourne, Australia.
Dude, I got family that lives in Australia.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, who
flat
said that?
Earthers maybe right they don't, now maybe are not real. Australia does not exist.
Wow. I don't know. But hey, I'm not trying to like knock you as a person or whatever.
I'm not,
like,
but I'm not.
I say believe whatever you want.
But,
you
know? but see, people.
I have no problem with that. What
you think?
I don't give a fuck.
I was saying, I'm not knock. It's more like I said, I'm just an open minded person.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, I get that.
I've listened to the facts, and I'm like, they have a solid argument. I think they have a solid argument.
Yeah.
Name three.
I disagree
right
with you on that, but like I respect everyone's opinion. Like unless it's like physically hurting,
it's just
me.
A study. It's a
you
study.
I think you've brought up everything but actual facts about flat Earth.
What do you mean?
Yeah, do you have any like?
I don't have like I don't brush up on it. Like it's just like something I looked into.
It's just
once.
Something you believe in.
Do you have any like articles that you could like cite?
Yo, listen, I'd love to come back like a week later.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll research some shit for you.
Yeah,
and then come back to you, and then we can go through it together. And
I
then,
won't let
and then we can all open
I've
our third eyes.
I've heard hours, hours, and hours worth of this story.
So you've watched it. You've looked into it.
You've made me.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
showed you a video of a rocket crashing into the sky.
You're watching multiple videos that day.
Wait, the rocket crashed into what, like the dome or
the
whatever?
Dome, yeah, the dome, man. It was in Australia.
Oh no, shit!
Yeah,
but I thought Australia can't exist.
They shot. I didn't say that. I'm not a flat.
Oh, no, right.
I was like, but it doesn't make sense because the only flat Earth theory person I really knew was Kyrie Irving. That's like really what opened up the whole thing.
Yeah,
that's when. And then I met my cousin, and then he went in depth with it.
He's
and,
about it.
Yeah, he's heavy. I definitely should bring him one day.
Hey, maybe they're right, man.
Maybe.
I don't fucking know.
I'm gonna bring him.
I'm gonna bring him.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna get mad.
I know you're gonna get mad.
I'm just gonna
are.
Argue.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. And what I was trying to say about like the desk and all that shit is like I used to fuck around with like conspiracy theories and like the idea of it like super, super hard. And there's definitely things that I can agree on that are like not like Epstein like totally fucking didn't kill himself. I think we can all agree on
okay.
that.
Okay.
Oh, you think he did?
No.
Oh, right. No, I mean, but like, again, like, everyone has different opinions on things, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But like, I used to go so far into the conspiracy shit that it started fucking with my head. And I was like what I was saying earlier, like, how do I know that like this shit's actually here? Like, maybe my mind's playing tricks on me and shit.
You're kind of gaslighting yourself, kind of.
Yeah. And I feel like some people, like, when they go really, really into that world, it's like everything's not real. And then therefore, like, who cares what I do or who I like upset or who I hurt or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, just that's like the hardcore conspiracy theorists. And they're just like dicks.
Okay, so
I don't want to be
like
a dick.
Like Alex Jones type.
Yeah, like fuck Alex Jones. You heard it here.
So you heard it here.
While we're on the topic of conspiracy theories, there's the I know you, like, I don't know if you've seen anything about, as far as just like the, you know, with the whole Save the Children movement.
Yeah,
like save our yeah, children. Yeah. Like, have you seen, like, you know, that whole, like, with the whole Epstein case? It's just like a lot of celebrity, high profile people.
Yeah.
That are like, what's your stance on that? Like, where do you, or like, I don't know, like, how
what,
in tune,
like,
are
human
you?
Trafficking?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, but as far as like the these high these. Not even
do you expect me to have
stance?
Any other answer?
Not like the stance. It's just like not like that.
Yeah,
not like
about that. Human trafficking.
No. I mean, like just like the fact that there's like these people, like these high level people, like they're like, they say that, you know, like the Clintons are involved. Obama,
I think there's evil people.
I'm like, it's just it, yeah. Being like Chrissy Teigen, like, that's, like, yeah. The list of celebs goes on. It's just weird, like, seeing that sense, because they're saying like. Like, this ties back to just the music industry in general.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people say, like, you know, you sell your soul in a way, like, to get famous or...
Check out fucking... well, I guess if they're not paying, you don't want them on the podcast.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
Oh, go for
Chatterbait. Shout out Chatterbait.
Yeah, yeah.
That's more there for future reference.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not just showing, like, a screen of just waves. Gotcha. You know what I mean? Utilize the space you can.
You asked me about my opinion, my stance on human trafficking.
Not human trafficking. I'm saying, like,
child trafficking.
Like, just your opinion on are you not baffled at like the, like, cause, like, so, like, I, they're saying, like, the one of the theories is it's just that the show entertainment industry, whether it be TV shows, or, you know, childhood singers, like Disney Channel, like Nickelodeon, like, yeah. They're saying a lot has been coming out of those child stars that are now grown, coming out and saying, like, yeah, I've, you know, there was a person on the set that made me feel uncomfortable. There's a person on the set that did this. The director was doing this.
It doesn't surprise me. I think there's evil people in the world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And, like, evil people, like, also sometimes are in positions of power. You know what I mean? Like, where they can, like, do more evil shit on a more grand scale. Like, I'm not saying I'm cool with it at all. Obviously,
yeah,
it's fucking horrible.
How,
but it doesn't surprise,
like,
me.
Maybe I shouldn't use the word stance. I just more so, like, I wanted to hear, like, what's your thoughts. I'm sorry.
I don't know about all that adrenochrome shit.
Yeah.
You believe in the Wayfair conspiracy at all?
That's weird, man. That's a weird one. Because
there's even, like, pizza shop. There's that pizza shop in D.C. The overcharge.
Thing.
Yeah, like, over. Yeah. And they're saying, like, Obama had a hot dog party, and hot dog was, like,
I don't know.
Word,
I read some of the emails and shit that they were, like, I can't remember the exact quotes, but, like, it's all mad weird.
And, like, I mean, I heard, I've even heard, even, like, the Catholic Church has been just,
oh, the Catholic Church has been fucking
burning,
raping,
you know,
people.
Yeah, but
shit.
They're burnt. Like, I heard they're just letting all the secrets out now.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
we did
know,
this,
like,
but it was never a surprise. Like the Roman Empire is built off the Catholic Church.
You ever watch the movie Spotlight?
No,
it's about you should watch that. It's actually fucking crazy.
It's about what, the Catholic Church?
Catholic Church.
Yeah, I know they've been doing some fucked up shit.
You should watch
forever.
That movie. It's like based off of true events in Boston.
Yeah,
pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
But I was back to the whole, like, with the human trafficking and, like, the industry. Because I had seen that post. And it was about Chester Bennington and the EDM artist, is it Avicii?
Yeah, Avicii.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know, they both passed away. Rest in peace. You know,
yeah.
Both very talented artists.
Yeah.
But they the post was showcasing their music videos. Some of them old, some of them were a little more current.
Yeah,
like Avicii's was a lot more
clues
current.
And shit.
Huh?
Like clues.
Yeah, just clues of, like, shit that, like, would have stood out to what's pertaining today. Like how it's really, like, what's going on. Like, it was like Avicii had a video where it was literally like a van.
I don't know, man.
He had a van filled with children in diaper, like in, like, underwear, just like whitey tighties. And then, like,
so this is real?
Yeah, it's a video. It's, you can look it up. And, like, and there's just like they're in a desert. And there's just a bunch of old ass men in suits just waiting outside, and they're like, you know, like picking, like they're like pointing, like, yeah, look at that one, like
crazy, yo,
bro. That's it's yeah, it's wild. So
I don't like, know, man. I mean,
and like it's just crazy. Yeah, and then like.
Are you just waiting for Byron to say he's all for it?
Like, no, not,
like, I'm not cool with human trafficking.
I'm not saying that. I know.
You said you wanted my stance, like you wanted to hear like what my like thoughts were.
Yeah, like,
I don't know if all that shit's real. Like, kind of to your point on like the flat Earth shit or whatever. Like, I would assume that there are horrible things that go on because there are horrible things that go on like in the world. You know what I mean? Like, am I surprised the idea that people with a lot of money that maybe are bored with doing all the other fun shit that you can do with a lot of money then get to a point where they want to do something horrible because it gets them off or something like that? No, I'm not surprised at that at all. But, like, do I think that fucking Hillary Clinton or whatever is, like, sucking, like, babies, like, fear juices out of their spinal cords or whatever the fuck, the adrenochrome thing? Like, I don't know, man. That sounds fucking crazy to me. But
you think we're doing?
I don't know.
Do you think as a society we're making a good enough effort to shut that shit down?
Nah, I mean, I think I think in comparison to I don't know, like the stone age, I think in comparison to like medieval times and shit, like life for your average person, even if it's fucking horrible, mm-hmm. is like way easier than it has ever been. You know what I mean? And obviously for someone that is going through like super horrible shit to hear that, that's not what I'm saying. Like everyone has like their own fucking version of what's like the worst. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like there's no like in America right now, like there's no army that's like fucking like walking down the street killing people and shit. Like my grandparents on my mom's side grew up in Serbia. And, like, dealt with, like, occupying, like, fucking forces and shit and, like, all that stuff. And, like, really instilled in me when I was younger, like, unless you got soldiers knocking on your door, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
and then right. You look at that compared to, like, when, I don't know, like, Genghis Khan was around, like, killing, like, a portion of the whole world's right. population and shit.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, fuck, like... my Wi-Fi went out, and that's obviously like a way, like way big. There's fucking horrible shit that happens now to everyone, right? And to other people, and to like some people more than others. Different countries,
there, it's not that bad.
Yeah, but I'm saying like with all that put together, it's like I don't know, man. Like I forgot my point.
Do you agree with human trafficking or not?
It's not that, yeah. No.
It's just like, that's what I'm saying. It's
not even that. It's just like...
I remember. It's like, I feel like, because shit is so easy in comparison to that, that people are like looking at things a lot more necessarily than, or like in not that they have to. Like,
right.
The idea that we can sit here and have a conversation about whether the earth is flat or not and not be like searching for food is like right, a gift. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Taking it for granted, basically.
Yeah. So it's like, do I think that it's a possibility that there are people of the elite or in whatever financial worlds or entertainment worlds like taking advantage of children and shit? Like 100%. I think there's evil people in the world, period.
But I'm saying with that going on, that already being like obviously a long time hidden agenda.
What do you mean?
As far as just like just interaction with children, because I like and this year is the year I would say the most I've seen.
What do you mean with like hidden agenda?
Because it's like a pedophilia thing. Like I feel like there's a pedophilia movement being pushed right now.
Oh yeah,
where they're trying to like, legalize and just like
I'm not hip to people trying. They're trying to legalize pedophilia.
I didn't know that. People trying to normalize pedophilia.
No shit.
And yeah, like, they're like, basically like it's a sexuality.
Yeah, they're basically saying like, these people are sick. Like, we should still be like, we should still treat them like humans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's yeah,
saying that it's a sickness. It's a mental sickness.
It's like a huge underground really? Thing that they're trying to do. Like, did you? I saw on Netflix they're trying to light up. What was the documentary called? Or I don't know if it's a movie called Cuties.
Oh yeah, I heard there was a controversy of like young girls like twerking on some Netflix thing. And Netflix like released a statement that was like, "We like stand by this video or whatever the fuck,"
right.
trying to like normalize young girls like
right.
like being provocative or whatever.
But it's not even them. It's like even Amazon Prime, they released a documentary saying Understanding the Mind.
I didn't see it. You know what I mean?
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah. So I'm not going to watch it. But I saw the poster for it.
Yeah. It's not going to attract me if they're like, oh, yeah, like... They're showcasing.
They're trying to normalize it. You say
there's
an agenda,
like a small little society trying to be like, oh, they are human at the end of the day. We should treat them as such
because it's a culture. Like,
and I'm not saying you have to
culture.
Go I mean,
like, like, no, it, I mean, I guess it, like, there's like the, yeah, pedophiles probably like get together and I mean, like, that, kick it's been it or
a thing
whatever.
Since, it's been a thing since in history, like with the, like all the empires.
Yeah, I mean,
the emperors of Rome. They were all
they used to fuck like little boys. It was like acceptable or whatever. Like
right.
What was his name?
No knowledge on that.
Yeah, there was one of the OG like philosophers.
It was like seven out of nine of them. But they were all nuts. They were all crazy.
Not like Aristotle or something. Yeah, but maybe. I don't know. Did Aristotle fuck kids? I'm not sure.
They might have all did. Honestly,
probably.
That's it. But it all tied into the church. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's already a thing, like a culture, a religion, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think we as like people should all like push back on that as hard as fucking possible.
Well, I think it's worse. Like, I mean, because it's something you're seeing being pushed by the people who have the influences,
right,
such as just like celebs who have ties to more powerful connections.
So, what do we as individuals try to push back against people? I mean, I would hope that like if it got to the point where like there was it was like trying to be normal. That people were like, yeah, it's okay to fuck kids. Like, we collectively, the people that are good people that disagree with that, would just like kill all those people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. But like, how does that actually happen? Like, can't or whatever. You can't just like go around killing mass groups of people or whatever.
Pedophile.
You know what I mean? I have no solution or answer to that.
I think it's fucked up. If they make it into a prison system, the prison system kind of handles that.
Because the system's already set up like that. You see it when it comes to crimes. Even when pedophiles do get caught, they serve lighter sentences than a guy selling bud.
Yeah, right.
Like, you feel me? Like shit like that is what blows my mind. The system is set up for that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know what we can do to stop pedophiles.
It's crazy that we just ended up here.
I think I really get hard about it.
I didn't know Eddie was going to come here with this agenda of trying to like stop pedophiles.
Well, because he brought kudos to you. Because he brought conspiracy theories. So I was getting into the whole lane.
I'm fucking with you.
I don't know like what we can do besides like. I don't know, man.
Watch your kids. Watch
like,
your kids.
Teach your kids how to fucking do like jujitsu and like use a knife or some shit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't know.
Not against you.
No, yeah, I guess that's not good. That's not a good fucking message for the brand. Teach your kids how to fucking use knives to then like thwart
you heard
possible
here,
pedophilias. Yeah, like
this is the way.
Byron, I don't know, man.
To salvation, like
Byron, teach your kids to step.
Nah, fuck, man. I don't know. Like, I don't have kids. Like, I would love to have kids someday. Like, you know what I mean? And I would. I don't have them now, but I would imagine I would teach them like to. Try to like
stab a pedophile.
Yeah, stab pedophiles. Shit. Like if somebody tries to take you, like kill them.
My whole thing is like, where, like in times like this, like where's Chris Hansen, man? Like
Chris Hansen's doing some. I saw a video. He does like he like catches people doing like other shit now.
Why?
It's something else. Like, I don't remember what it was.
I wish he would just stick to his roots, man. Like the world needs you.
Yeah, but if I go into a house. Not saying that I'd be in this situation, but if hold I saw,
on, hold on,
just from watching the Chris Hansen videos, if I go into
this is what I would do.
If I went into a house and I saw curtains by a doorway, I'm like, I ain't gonna get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You think they watch the fucking video at least once
in their life
and get
life.
The fuck out of here? Like,
I mean, I don't know. People have like those bead curtains.
But that's not what Chris Hansen's hiding.
Yeah, I know.
You got a whole crew of people behind that one
you
black
know,
curtain
like,
with
the
camera. With the camera, why don't you take a seat?
Was Chris Hansen the one that that did one of those shows that like his kid got murdered or some shit?
I'm not aware. I only watched How to Catch a Predator.
Oh yeah,
because that was a funny ass show.
Yeah. Like, this shit was fucked. Everyone was like the same.
Yo, like
like grandiose fucking plans that like shit was gonna like work out, which is fucked up to think. Because, like, that means that they probably did that shit before.
Exactly.
Success.
Like, how do you, like, on an individual basis, like teaching your kids to use weapons and shit, I guess is like not a, it's a practical idea or something. I don't know. But like you're talking about like systemically or whatnot, how do you thwart the mass amounts of pedophiles and
how do you deal
the
with
idea
the
to like make it normal? I have fucking no idea, man. I just make beats and shit. My whole
he doesn't even know the movement's happening to normalize
it. Yeah, bro. I'm not hip to fucking, I'm not hip.
I'm not hip. It was just, it's just funny as shit though. I just can't like, that's it, it's gonna resonate with me, dude, forever. I wish I need him back. Like,
it's fucked. I mean, like the only, like the only, my only ideas twice. Are like,
like how you get caught twice. He's like, weren't you here like two, or did I get you like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, walking with a whole pizza. He's like, can I at least finish the pizza? Like,
like it's fucked, like, man.
They probably like, paid him. He's like, so I'll pay you double the money.
He's like, I just came. Out. He's like, why?
Yeah, they got the weirdest thing though too is, I mean, I don't know if it works like that, but I'd imagine it would. Is like if you're on film and then the film is going to be on TV or on the internet, or whatever, you have to sign some shit that like they can use your image. That's why you see people blurred out sometimes.
Yeah.
So like, do you lose that right when you're arrested? Because I've seen people on like when Cops was a thing or whatever that would have their faces blurred out. You know what I mean? Like.
I never thought about
like
that.
Smart people that like don't want to be like, yeah, I got arrested, like woohoo, you know, like
yeah.
Some people, so what is like all the pedophiles were just like, yeah, it's fine, like you can use my image.
We're attached to this movie, we're trying to normalize it.
Yeah. So. I don't know.
Some fucked up shit.
Boost. It's fucking sketch. Fuck pedophiles. Is that where we're ending the show?
I think so. I think so.
This is where Eddie brought us.
Yo, like you, because like I can't think of any other conspiracy theory. Like,
yeah,
like that's the well, most. That's all I see on Facebook.
I think this is a huge deflect from Flat Earth. He's nothing on Flat Earth, but
because I didn't, I wasn't pro Flat Earth anyway.
You fucking spit my joke.
I wasn't pro Flat Earth.
He's like, but pedophiles.
Yeah, that was a big deflection. I guess you didn't actually come with any facts.
I told you I didn't have any facts, though.
No, man, it's cool, man. I'm not going to knock you. I know, like, I've read, like, shit about Flat Earth and whatnot.
Hey, at least you guys looked into it. I can't say. Yeah. Y'all consider it, so the fact that y'all gave it a chance means something.
I've had to watch it, so.
So I'll take that.
Whatever. All right, it's time to wrap this up, though.
Yeah,
thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank
both
you
all. Appreciate it.
Yeah, again, we hope to see you
soon. Across the hall.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna go do another podcast with y'all here on Earspace here in a minute.
It's gonna be like Adult Swim, though.
Is this the video's on?
It should be.
Yeah, drop mic. Like.
There's my mic too. I can throw it on the ground. I just want to say thank you guys for having me on. Everybody go check out rock10productions.com. That's R-O-K, the number 10, productions.com. There's a link to Earspace on there. You can also find all of our beats, and you can record sessions at Rock 10 Studios directly from the website as well. Thank you guys very much for having me on the podcast. The Almanac. Actually, I'll ask you on mine.
You can.
I want to know the name, Origins.
Sure.
Okay.
Tune into Earspace. We can get to that.
Yeah, tune into Earspace for our origins.
Our origins. Peace.
All right, I'll catch you.